the many versions of Christianity and deceptions in the online world and in local congregations. Jeremiah 23:1, it gives a warning to these false teachers and preachers and prophets and apostles. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. You know, God takes this very, very seriously. And I take it very, very seriously. Before I get up on this microphone and I try to preach the word of God, I literally pray and I repent for anything I've done. And I ask God to please use me in His own way, because it is so easy for you to bring forth biases and deceptions. And it is a big responsibility when you have a platform to preach the word of God to not deceive people or lead people in a way which God will hold you accountable for. The secret knowledge preachers. In the online world, you have a lot of people that come to you claiming that they have this secret knowledge. Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. They come to you with deceptive tactics of secret knowledge, as if they have a monopoly on the truth. I will warn you again and again and again, there's no such thing as a secret knowledge. There's no such thing as a secret revelation, a secret dream, a secret prophecy. Each one of us has the word of God. And when someone comes to you with a secret revelation, test it with the word of God. Because Romans 3:4 says, let God be true, but every man a liar. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie. Yet all of these people that come to you with secret knowledges and secret revelations, their track record is not that good. The track record of a lot of these people is not that good. On the contrary, the track record of Jesus Christ is untouchable. So I encourage you to trust Jesus Christ, especially when it comes to your family, to your doctrine, to your salvation. For there are a lot of people out here that do not have your best interests at heart. The I'm so woke preachers. There are many that'll come to you claiming that they're woke. And they will even use terminology such as, you're not going to hear this on any other channel. You only hear here because I preach the truth. Right? Once again, proclaiming a monopoly on the truth. You know, 1 Corinthians 2:4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I'm so woke. And they use trigger words to get you to trust in them. They'll talk about the Illuminati. They'll talk about transhumanism. They'll talk about all the things. But as you listen to them soon enough, you start seeing the lies and the deceptions. And you start seeing the manipulation. And folks, I don't care how woke you are, there are people that try to act all deep. They're so deep that they're actually shallow in terms of the Word of God and in the Spirit and the Holy Spirit of God, you know? They're deceived. But people love that. People love the ear tickling. People love what is easy nowadays. They love hearing that knowledge. They love hearing that gnosis, that Gnosticism that has infiltrated the church. And the truth of God, the real truth of God, no one cares about. But I'm so woke. I have a secret knowledge. I have a dream. I have a prophecy. And wait till we get to the summer months. We'll start hearing about Planet X. We're going to start hearing about the Jubilee. We're going to start hearing about the Shemitah. And every time I talk about it, you get mad about it. Or anytime someone else talks about it, you get upset about it. But that season's coming again. It happens every year. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon. And the deceptions that are happening all around this world, it's going to get worse. And why am I telling you this? It's because you have to remember that it's Jesus Christ or nothing. You understand me? You have to determine your mind to seek Jesus all the way. Regardless if your favorite preacher likes him or not. Regardless if your favorite preacher is preaching false doctrine or not. seek Jesus Christ, and everyone else has to just go away, because Jesus Christ is the only way. Deliverance ministries. There's a lot of deliverance ministries that are doing a great job. And there's a lot of deliverance ministries, for the most part, that simply lead you to bondage. You know, isn't it amazing how in Jude 9, we see an example of an archangel. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." When it comes to casting out demons, casting out devils, casting out fallen angels, demonic spirits, and so forth, spiritual warfare is real. It is real. And in Matthew 17, 21, howbeit this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. So you have to pray, you have to fast, you have to seek Jesus Christ. Spiritual warfare is real. But there are a lot of people in deliverance ministries that make it so difficult to cast out a demon. And they'll tell you, you have to read this particular prayer. Yep, hey, God revealed it to me. You know what I mean? So, hey, it's got to be real because I'm a YouTuber. You know what I mean? So, since God revealed it to me, a YouTuber, you must read it and then the devil will be casteth out. I've gotten stories of people that are told to build little altars in their house with a table on a corner, with a plant on top, with water on the vase. That's witchcraft.
No. That's a scam.
To put a sock on with rice at the bottom of the sock, that's witchcraft. It's a list of mumbo jumbo, a list of deceptions that are not in the word of God. What I'm trying to tell you today is that as you're listening to anyone on YouTube or in a local congregation, ensure that you're there with a notebook and you're writing down verses and you're testing what they're saying just because it sounds deep, just because it sounds good, just because it's enticing to you. That doesn't make it right. Just because they have good intentions, that doesn't make it cool. It's like Jonathan Kleck. He claims that you're a fallen angel and you're a miniature avatar. He may have good intentions. He honestly may have his best intentions on earth. But guess what he is? He's a false teacher. Because he's teaching you that you're a mini avatar. I know you're not gonna like it. I know you want me to say, hey, it's secret knowledge. No, it's deceptions. But you have to draw the line at some point, because Christianity is going to keep on getting watered down as the years keep on passing by. And if you don't have a certain set of a standard for the truth, which lies in the word of God, then you're going to accept all sorts of false teachings, which is Gnosticism, which is infiltrating the church. The more and more I think about it, how the Bible says that the last days will be as the days of Noah. There were a lot of people in the days of Noah, but only very few made it into the ark. Very few. I pray that we see each other on that day. Pray for me. I pray for you. Listen, man, we have to stay strong in the word of God. Like I said, anyone who claims to you that they are the only truth preacher out there, test them, because that's pride. Test the spirit. Test the teachings. Test it. Test it. I hear preachers all the time saying, don't test me, because if you question me, I'm a man of God. Be careful. Be careful. Don't say nothing about me because I'm a man of God. Yeah, that's a deception. On the contrary, test me. Everything I say, please test it. Please search it. Please research it. Just because I'm your brother Tally, that doesn't mean anything. Just because you like a preacher, that doesn't mean anything. You may like him. That doesn't make him right. Test the spirits. Seek Jesus. He is the only way. I hope you understand where I'm coming from with this. I love every single one of you a lot in Jesus' name. A lot. And I take this very, very seriously. Sometimes it's better to stay shut up than to say something wrong in the online world. Because if you say something that is simply an opinion, or you say something that's like, oh, you know, I think of this or I think of that, and you're not concrete on it, every person who follows that little thought or ideology that you're teaching, you're going to be held accountable for. You're going to be held accountable for what you're doing. You're going to be held accountable. It's a serious business when it comes to the word of God and you misleading God's people. Serious business. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you for saving us, Father. Let us be in these end times, as in Exodus 33:15. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. We are in times, Father, that it is so easy to depend on everything else except you. But in these times, in these moments of such temptations, in these moments of such Gnosticism, of such false teachings that are all over, allow us to not compromise on your word. Allow us not to be people that get carried away with vain teachings and enticing words of men. And allow us to be a people that will live for you every day, regardless of the consequence. That would live for you every day, regardless of the opinions. For without your presence, without your power, we are nothing. Heavenly Father, we repent of all of our sins. And we thank you for your mercy because, man, we take it for granted. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for watching, family. If you're a person watching on the Roku television channel, there will be a slight outage. The outage will be approximately from February 26th through March the 3rd, around there. It's not that big of an outage, but it is a little bit of an outage. Why is there a little bit of an outage? Well, there are some changes that happened with the third-party hosting of images. And the costs are a little bit exaggerated compared to what they used to be. And as with everything, I try to run everything in a way that is not burdensome to any of you. So you have to make certain decisions, right? And one of them is I can pay it a little bit earlier, but put my family situation in a difficult spot. Or I can wait a few extra days and open up some fluctuation in my card and be able to put it then, right? So wait a couple of days, it's going to be back up. Why don't I switch to another provider? Because I've already spent over 300 hours easy setting up everything on this particular company so that I can run the television channel. And it will not be that easy to take those same 300 plus hours and putting them on and setting it up on another platform. It's very difficult to run your own Roku television channel. You got to remember, companies charge thousands each month to run it. I do it at a very minimal cost throughout the year for the glory of Jesus Christ, of course. It takes hours, it takes a lot of dedication, but if even one person is saved, that's what matters. And thousands of families view the Roku television channel every day. Glory to Jesus Christ for free. So pray for me on that. God is very good. God is very awesome. Thank you for all of your emails. Thank you if any of you have mailed any correspondence. I'm sorry that I haven't been a good brother or in Christ in responding to every person. It's a lot of overwhelming stuff that happens throughout the weeks that I don't get into in the videos and tell you about it, but I'm a human. So I go through the same thing that you go through in terms of life's problems. And in working full-time and doing full-time ministry and also a dad and a husband, it's a lot. It can be overwhelming. And throwing all of the problems that happen, it's not easy, you know? So I apologize because I could do a better job. I know that. So, and I will get better at it. So thank you. I love you very much. I care for you very much. Keep on seeking Jesus Christ. Remember, he is the only way. Man can be faithful to you for a day or a week or 2 weeks. Jesus Christ, he's faithful forever. Forever. Seek him. He won't fail you. I love you very much in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a good night.